This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Ebola alert. Fast-growing Ebola outbreak.
One of the most feared and deadly diseases on Earth.
Surging out of control.
Out of control. The Ebola outbreak spreading fast.
The worst outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus since it was discovered nearly four decades ago.
The world is losing the battle against the disease.
We're either in the end times or a sci-fi original movie. We're all in danger!
Run! Ebola! Hey, I can't run. If it came now, Super Don, I'm done. I'm toast. I'm too tired to run. You got me, Ebola. I can't go anywhere.
Oh, you tried. No.
I know. Man, sorry. The delay is all on mine. It's sleepy time, and I got to do a show. Welcome, everybody. It's Monday. It's Advanced Medicine Monday. Dr. Batar will join us also. We have a very special interview with Dr. Carolyn Dean from the Sacred Fire of Liberty Gala. That's coming up. And, of course, Ebola tops the list of things to discuss. It's war.
War.
It's war, I say!
It
is. Of course, Bugs Bunny used to say that. Remember that? Of course, you know this means war.
This means war, yes.
Right. Everything coming out of government is about war. It's about force. It's about violence. It's about violating your rights. And was that Jon Stewart from Comedy Central on that one?
It was. He did a great bit not that long ago about the Ebola thing and about the hype surrounding it. And we've been following this for weeks now, ever since you know, the story came out. And it's very interesting that if you look at the verbiage that's being used now in the headlines and in the mainstream media, it's really starting to take on kind of a militaristic feel to it. That now we're going to combat, the Ebola. And believe it or not, the headline that really brought this to a head for me is, I guess, tomorrow, Obama's coming out to talk about his plans on the new offensive on Ebola.
Right. It's like the Tet Offensive. We're going back to Vietnam.
Yeah.
It's time we're going to go to where? Sierra Leone?
And it's not even something we're making up here because he's actually talking about involving the U.S. military on this.
You guys are exaggerating. There you go again. Just making conflagrations where there isn't any. There aren't any. No, I know. Look at this. Obama to detail plans on Ebola offensive on Tuesday. I'm telling you, we're one of the few places, even in alternative or new media, that is calling for some level of calm here. I mean, am I missing something here? We understand that, yes, there are people suffering. That's not the argument. In fact, talking with our good buddy Richard Pearl, who's been over to Sierra Leone in the last year, two or three times, he's talking about what these people are eating and the fact that there is no grid. There's very minimal sanitation and sewage. They don't have clean water. And yet, the argument is that we have to declare war on a virus. Never mind that the virus could only live and breed and grow, if you want to call it that. It's not accurate to say that, but you know what I mean. Manifest and create what they call infection in a body that is racked with so much toxicity and so much deficiency that your cells are just literally imploding and exploding from the inside, and you're bleeding out of your eyeballs. I mean, that's not a joke or a laughing matter. But what concerns me is the ramping up of the fear associated with it. It's like, never let a good crisis go to waste. And in this way, President Obama is doing his duty to basically the state-sanctioned religion of modern medicine here. I'm just giving you guys your props. We're going to have to call out, you know, the military and attack and kill, because, of course, these Ebola viruses are really Al-Qaeda terrorists or ISIS terrorists. And no, they're not in Syria, but maybe we can convince you that they are, so you'll get behind a bombing of another sovereign nation just because you don't like the leader.
Right.
And so I am greatly concerned about the wrong-headed hype here, because, you know, as we've discussed so many times before on the Robert Scadbell Show, that selenium deficiencies, why aren't we looking at that? It's in the peer-reviewed literature. Well, we know why they're not looking at that, because it's not scary. Selenium deficiency can be reversed almost instantaneously, as it was in the 1990s with the Ebola outbreak in Uganda. Not discussion. Of course, we also know silver, hydrosol form, it neutralizes the viral coat, the protein coat of a virus, and it stops viral replication. Done. Over with. But even I would say, as much as I am a fan and supporter of the use of silver, I don't think that's the ultimate cure. It's a Band-Aid. It's a safety valve to keep you alive long enough to get some more selenium and minerals in you. And then if you want to do something, Obama, declare war on Big Pharma. Declare war on the demon spawn of IG Farben, who are doing Nazi medicine around the world, creating diseases. Yes, creating diseases. Now, I'm not even talking about creating diseases in a lab here, Superdon. You get my drift, what I'm saying? Creating diseases by destroying the environment, by making sure that the people are too, well, toxic and deficient. And in this way, you can make manifest and lay claim that it's a nonpartisan virus that's attacking, and it's only time before it's going to make its ways to America, primarily through what? Illegal immigrants, they're going to say.
Listen, and it's the media. The media has been feeding this from day one, and you've got, there's one particular editorial
here. They are
obliging,
aren't they?
Oh, they are. And there's an editorial that came out of the Times Tribune. This is a major newspaper out of Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And the editorial board did this op-ed thing saying that Ebola doesn't discriminate. It readily will kill anyone in its path, regardless of their national origin, religious affiliation, or political philosophy. And it's stuff like this, it's language like this, that just really feeds us and keeps people afraid and makes people think that government's the one that's got to come in. States and countries need to all come to the aid of destroying this virus at its source. Well, they don't even know what the source is.
No, they don't. And again, remember this as well. In America, they aren't even testing for it. As we covered last week, the doctors don't know how to test for it. And if they are using the polymerase chain reaction test, you've learned here on the Robert Scott Bell Show that it's not an accurate test to determine infectious causality, because if you need to utilize PCR to find something, it means there's hardly anything there. Certainly not enough to create this problem that they're claiming to be this global pandemic to be. Again, the manifestation is real. We're not denying that. I want you to hear you hear I'm very measured today, because I'm just kind of, my energy's low, but I think it's important.
Got to do something to piss you off, get you going.
Well, I am pissed off over this. It's true I am. But I don't think that at this moment that I can yell and scream any more than I can run away from Ebola.
Well, that's all right.
I'm doing my first sit-down show in I don't know how many years. I mean,
you're sitting down?
Yes, I know. I don't ever do that. So I'm
now,
just telling you.
That's bad for you, you know.
I know. I'm going to have to stand up on the commercial breaks. I will.
There you go.
But I just wanted to let you know I'm here. I made it back. It was an awesome, by the way, it was an awesome, awesome weekend. I have special thanks, lots of love for Dr. Michael Haley and Amanda Haley from Allo One, as well as Trish. She's doing her thing at Post Haste Pharmacy. She's with Non-GMO Florida. She's amazing, this Trish. We got together with Dr. Robert Fishman, Bob Fishman, at the Fishman Institute at Post Haste Pharmacy. I got stories to tell about that later. Trish did extra special something today. I was leaving. I was getting ready to leave. I got lunch with Amanda. She prepared me a nice organic salad, and I had my tea, and I'm ready to go, and I realized, oh, my gosh, I left my bag with everything in it, all the critical things you need to travel with, at the pharmacy where I was this morning. And I was like, if I have to go back and get it because it's backtracking, I'm not going to make it home in time to do this show. Super Don's going to host the show. And Trish, without even hesitating, I didn't even have to tell her that. She says, can I meet you somewhere? And she met me at the exit where I was. And God bless her. So what a beautiful soul to do that. Thank you, Trish. We love you. And non-GMO Florida is certainly something you want to pay attention to, because it's a very important subject matter. As well as, you know, as we're talking about this global war against Ebola, what is it? How does it play itself out? I mean, there is no vaccine. And even if there were, I think if we cover another story about vaccines, remember the Dr. Oz show on vaccines with RFK Jr. and Dr. Mark Hyman?
Yeah,
we've got some stuff on that today. I've been anxious to cover that. Thank you for getting those audio clips ready, Super Don. Also, again, Dr. Carolyn Dean from the Sacred Fire of Liberty Gala, and Dr. Rasha Bitar, who will have to carry me in the second hour. And we'll get to that. Your questions, if you want to call in at 866-939-2355. Don't be bashful if you're listening live 7 to 9 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and, of course, 1 to 3 on Sundays, and then archived. And then you can't call us live if you're listening to the archive. That's okay. But if you are, you can call in if you've got an Ebola question or comment, if you've got a mercury flu shot question or comment, if you're a drunken monkey who has been studied by the U.S. government, you can call us now at 866-939.
Oh, look, the board's lighting up right now. All the drunk monkeys
not.
Are listening.
The drunken monkeys are listening and calling in, yes. So, again, what are they eating in Sierra Leone? Where's the sanitation? Where's the sewage? Where's the hygiene? Where's the grid? There's no electricity there, basically. Maybe in you know, maybe one concentrated area. I mean, this is a place that is rife for this kind of outbreak. And if it's being facilitated or exacerbated by the World Health Organization to what? Elicit this powerful fear response, again, another Hegelian dialectic, to cause you now to trust the government medical bureaucrats that are part of the world religion of modern medicine, not just the state-sanctioned religion here in the United States, but the world religion of pharmaceutical mysticism. This is the fear game they're playing, my friends. Do not fall prey to it. And then you will not fall prey to Ebola either. Again, it is real, but it may not be what they say it is. In fact, I know it's not what they say it is. So if you want to chime in on that or anything else, give me a call, 866-939-2355. I'm going to try to get these show notes up since I just got back from the road, so to speak. While we have the interview with Dr. Carolyn Dean, a brief one from the Sacred Fire of Liberty Gala, where she got an award as well. Thank you, Jonathan Emore, who's going to join us on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Soon. We're working behind the scenes to get that ready. Very exciting stuff. I'm going to take a nap. I'll be right back. Super Don is here as well. Give us a call.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a principal printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Sacred Fire of Liberty continues giving the gift of healing with one of my favorite healers, my long-lost love. My wife is standing by, and I could say I love this lady, too. Dr. Carolyn Dean is with me now, award recipient here, thanks to Jonathan Emord. And you have the Sacred Fire of Liberty burning, and you've had it burning for years.
You bet your sweet life. My gosh. I mean, how can you not? How can you go to these Codex meetings and hear the type of crap we heard there and not get all riled up? I got riled up for a couple of years, and then I let it go. I took a heck of a lot of magnesium, and I said to myself, what are you going to do? What are you going to do there, Miss Dean?
Yes.
And I decided
to Maui.
Move to Maui, number one. Get out of the line of fire.
Yes.
And I realized I had to work with products that wouldn't be nailed by Codex.
Mm-hmm.
They had to be low potency.
Right.
They had to be food-based.
Yeah.
Because those are flying under the wire of the Codex regulations. And with my own personal experience with magnesium, you can close your ears there, Robert.
Why?
I would take magnesium for my heart palpitations and leg cramps and get the laxative effect.
Oh, I would close my head. Yeah, it's like, we talk coffee enemas on this show. Are you kidding
me?
Yeah, exactly. So no, you're in good company here. But yeah, the magnesium laxative effect, that's something that concerns people. Of course, there can be purpose to do it for a reason, but if you need the magnesium and you don't need the excess, how do you deliver it, right? Big question still asked today.
Huge question. So what people ended up doing is doing intravenous magnesium, big expense, they'd get an IV dose, they'd be okay for a day, mm-hmm. and then the next 2 days waiting for their next dose, they'd have all their symptoms back.
Right.
So I tried to get a couple of magnesium companies to create something that had no laxative effect. I knew it could be done.
But did they do it?
They did not.
No, so you're left
with
what? Dr. Carolyn D. did it. Of course.
Yes.
Well, you know, you've written about the miracle of magnesium, so it had to be you.
It was so bizarre.
Thank you. It had to be
you. I've never railed against magnesium products or people who sell them, but I never thought I would. So I created this product called Remag.
Yep.
It's picometer size. It's 100% absorbed at the cellular level. It has no laxative effect. And it is awesome what it's doing. Because it was so successful, then I created a multiple mineral product called Relight, 12 minerals, and lo and behold, I just happened through my brilliance.
Don't sell yourself short. You're brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you said that.
I happen to have 9 minerals in these 12 that are responsible for thyroid function.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
The 9 for thyroid. Did you talk to my wife about this yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Nancy, where are you?
Yeah, she was a civilian military brat, and they just hammered her with vaccines, destroyed thyroid. So much problem over the years. We've managed to navigate it best we can. Mm-hmm. So always want to hear things like that. Certainly something
right,
plug-in.
Because with the thyroid, allopaths and natural medicine practitioners both wait till the thyroid is punked out before they give thyroid hormone replacement.
Exactly.
Too late.
Yeah.
So you need to take your minerals right from the onset of any low temperature or slow metabolism.
Right.
And then I went on to make a fermented barley product with references to the Bible of the living water and the bread of life, trying to make a water purification product, but it ended up being something called the RNA drops. And this is serious magic. It works on the body and the mind. The mind gets in the way of us waking up in the morning and being a new perfect self. We bring our old crap with us right over our shoulder and wake up with our arthritis, our MS, our chronic fatigue. We don't have to do that. And the RNA drops are amazing. They work at the physical level, and they turn off the labyrinth of the mind.
Okay, this is a beautiful addition. We've talked a little bit before, but I want to follow up with you on this, Dr. Dean. Congratulations on your award, of course, here at Sacred Fire Liberty Gala. How do people find you if they want to find the things that you've helped to develop?
The website for the products is rnareset.com. And people know to find me at drcarolyndean.com. And it's all flowing there, too. And I have a radio show, and no, I don't take guests.
Oh, man. Why did I invite you on here? Because I love you. Dr. Carolyn Dean, congratulations, award recipient also. Sacred Fire Liberty Gala. Check her out, drcarolyndean.com. We have the links up in the show notes. And anytime.
Here we are slapping hands.
Yeah, high-fiving. We'll talk to you later.
Oh, I thought it was slapping hands.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man.
He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, you are here. I don't know if I am, but we're here. I'm hurting for certain. Yeah, and I'm okay, but I'm just tired. Didn't get a lot of sleep. It was a great weekend down in Fort Lauderdale area. I had fun hanging out with our buddies at Natural Immunogenics, Theo Quinto, Ben Quinto as well. Thanks for your support. Liam Sheff had a great time. Paul Baratero with the water. Man, his presentation, Don, with the new information on the hydrogen, the science behind the available hydrogen in this water.
Right.
It is taking this understanding of what is so special about robertswater.com to a whole other level. And I'm just thrilled. I can't wait till we talk to some of these research scientists on it as well. But the amount of free hydrogen available in the Echo Water is just it's extraordinary. And machines that are double or triple the price can't do it. So very, very cool. So anyway, I just published the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Dr. Pitar will be coming up a little later in the show if I'm still awake. If not, Super Don will be here helping him out. Making you nervous at all?
Yeah, turn around the block.
Are you nervous? Are you nervous at all? No?
Not me.
Yeah, you've hosted the show. You've done it. You're okay.
I can wing it.
Yeah, I know you can.
I won't be too, though.
You won't. No, like I said, I'm sitting down tonight. It's a very low-key but very important show because of the subject matter that we're discussing tonight. And if you'd like to call, it's what's our phone number, Super Don?
866-939-2355.
That's right, from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern time.
You sound like you could be, like, commentating on golf right now or something.
Yeah, that's what I feel. It's like when we do the overnight show, because eventually we'll probably move to the middle of the night, and I can be ready. I'm ready at that point. So, anyway, here's the stories. We've got some major issues of the Dr. Oz show. And, you know, first and foremost, what am I going to say about this? You're going to hear some audio clips coming up shortly. And some of you will get very upset by this, and rightfully so, because what you hear what they're doing on the show, you're going to say, this was a vaccine love fest last week. But there's also the fact that they acknowledge the real and present and scientifically validated danger of thimerosal/mercury in vaccines. So you got to take with what they say with the proverbial grain of salt.
It was a very mixed bag. It
very
really
mixed
was.
Bag, you're right.
If you managed to get through it, then you were able to walk away from it going, you know, okay, at least there was some good information that was put out there, but it was very back and forth. It was like, oh, you guys are awesome. Oh, you guys suck.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, that's
so
awesome. Oh, but that sucks.
Let's hear if they're awesome or if they suck. On the Dr. Oz show last week, RFK Jr., and I believe it's Dr. Mark Hyman, is that right?
Correct.
When I have interviewed him on the show, and I don't know if I will again. Let's find out about that. Are they pro-vaccine, anti-vaccine, neutral on the matter? Dr. Oz wants to know.
Well, you know, I want to clear the air on this. Robert, are you anti-vaccine?
No, both Mark and I are fiercely pro-vaccine. I have 6 kids. I get them all vaccinated. We believe that hundreds of millions of lives have been saved by vaccines, and we ought to have full vaccine coverage, and everybody ought to get their vaccines.
Absolutely. I vaccinate my kids, I get vaccinated, and I recommend vaccination to my patients. It's one of the greatest advances in medical history, and we're pro-vaccine.
All right. Listen, that was Dr. Mark Hyman and RFK Jr. By the way, my computer is actually behaving as how I feel.
Oh,
I pressed play at the right moment, and it decided to go to sleep and then do it on its own time, own free time.
Listen, you asked the question, are they pro-vaccine? Are they neutral? According to RFK there, Jr., they are fiercely
pro-vaccine.
Fiercely.
Yeah, which, by the way, they're on this subject, they are dunderheads, okay? Dr. Hyman knows better. Now, I could be kind and say they're only saying that because if they didn't, they would be assassinated or something like that. And you know, it could be argued. If you have enough influence and you start speaking out that way, and the reason why we're still alive, Super Don, is because we have limited influence in that regard. You know, the people that are the sleeple.
Sleeple, sleeple?
Yeah. They're not paying attention to what we're doing. The awakened ones, they're here. You're here. And we appreciate you. And I'd like to see more folks awake, but it is not for me to bonk them over the head with this information. It is just for us to present it, and when they're ready, they'll open up, and there'll be no turning back. You can't unring the bell, so to speak. But what about the thimerosal in the flu shot? Is it out? Is it in? Dr. Oz again wants to know.
Dr. Hyman, why is it in the flu shot? It was taken out of all the other vaccines.
Well, due to an abundance of caution, the government, the CDC, took thimerosal out of, recommended that thimerosal was taken out of all vaccines. The American Academy of Pediatrics, U.S. Preventive Healthcare Task Force jointly stated that thimerosal should be taken out of vaccines, and it was.
It was, huh? See, Dr. Hyman, now you've graduated from dunderhead to douchebag. and the reason I say this is because you're a liar.
No.
On this particular issue, you're a liar.
And if you listen early on in that clip, he even corrects himself. Where he's like, well, you know, they took it all out of the vaccine. I mean, they agreed to take it all out of the vaccine.
And listen, I'm a stickler for details on this one. You got to understand, he is lying. He knows better. And he might be lying to save his aspirin. And that's his prerogative. But I can say now I don't trust the man that's willing to do this, that they're willing to sell out in order to get to that level. Now, am I condemning the man for doing so? No. Don't get me wrong. That's not what I'm saying, because there's some good stuff that does come out of this. But I'm telling you on this issue, the vaccines that they claim are thimerosal-free are not thimerosal-free. Because it's not added at the end stage as a preservative, they get to claim it. It's kind of like if it's under a certain level, we don't have to label that there's MSG in your food. It's still there, but it's below a level, so we can say no MSG added. And it's the same thing in this regard, because these vaccines that are thimerosal-free, they are not. The subcomponents are preserved, many of them with mercury-based preservatives, thimerosal. So it is an outright lie, and Dr. Mark Hyman knows this. And I don't know. Have they threatened his children who he claims are vaccinated? Is that why he says this? Because he knows better. And if he doesn't, I don't know if that's even worse. It's just a level of ignorance and arrogance in this case. So what about this? Are they going to take it a step further from dunderhead to douchebag to what I don't know in the promotion of the influenza vaccine? Let's find out.
But at the same time, they started recommending increased doses of vaccines for flu for everybody from 6 months old to you die. And that led to the persistence of the thimerosal in the vaccine supply. So by the time, you know, you're a kid, if you look at the doses they're getting now compared to what they were getting on pediatric vaccines, it's an equivalent dose, which is why we're concerned about it.
Okay, so Dr. Mark Hyman semi-redeems himself there and acknowledges that the schedule plus the add-on promotion of flu shots in all children 6 months to 12 or so is added to the mix, added to the mess, the mercury mess. So we haven't had to extend beyond the douchebag status at this point.
I don't even want to know what comes after that. But
I don't. I'm a little frightened myself.
I kind of do.
I'm hoping they don't go there. But in this next clip, they do something, I think, to redeem themselves in acknowledging that this substance is a potent neurotoxin.
Thimerosal, is it really that much of a problem? What does it do to the body?
Well, it's a potent neurotoxin. It's been linked to all sorts of neurodevelopmental issues. 50% of thimerosal is mercury. And any form of mercury is toxic. There's no reason we should be putting in our medical products. There's other safer alternatives. We've taken it out of other vaccines. We can take it out of flu vaccines. And our goal is to take it out of vaccines globally.
Okay, so we're back up to just Dunderhead because he really redeemed himself. He left the bag status.
Bumped him up a level. That's nice.
Yeah, we bumped him up a level because he says a potent neurotoxin. There's no reason for it to be in there. It can be removed. It's been removed from others. Although, as we said, the subcomponents, they still have it. And that's where RFK Jr. is good. We appreciate him on that subject. He's been very outspoken, criticized heavily for that. And, of course, by lying to the people, the government has lost, the people have lost faith and trust in vaccines. We're going to find out about that, in fact, just how badly the people don't trust the vaccines or the government.
We did a survey on DrOz.com. 65% of you have little trust in vaccines. 2 out of 3 of you don't trust vaccines. And this bothers me a lot. Today's really about restoring your trust in vaccines, especially flu shots. We can't do that when we have these kinds of debates hanging out there.
Okay, Dr. Oz just went to dunderhead status. He's on his way to D-bag. Why? Because he's concerned that you don't trust the government and the safety of vaccines, and he wants to restore that trust. This is something that is a non-starter here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now, if you want to go down that road, you can. But as Dr. Oz has an influence and his wife knows better not to vaccinate their children, here he is promoting it. And again, I recognize the reason that he's probably doing it is because he won't have a show if he doesn't. But I cannot compromise in that way that Dr. Oz does. To each his own. We will leave it at that. Can they restore trust on the Dr. Oz show? Let's find out.
That comment, 65% of our audience doesn't trust vaccines.
That's right.
As doctors, how do we restore that trust?
Well, that's part of why we wrote this book and are talking.
Hold on. They wrote a book? Is that what this is about?
It is, yes.
I see. I'm just out for lunch here. They're on there promoting a book. How do we as doctors restore that trust? Well, we don't trust you, doctors. So screw trying to trust the vaccines and the government. We don't trust you. And it's because you have lied to the people. You have remained so ignorant of the side effects and direct effects and the adverse events of vaccinations that there is no reason for us to trust you. But we'll go ahead and try to listen to this clip in its totality.
Doesn't trust vaccines.
That's right.
As doctors, how do we restore that trust?
Well, that's part of why we wrote this book and are talking about this issue. We want people to get vaccinated. We want to restore public trust. And we think by the government saying, look, we are better safe than sorry. All the evidence isn't in, but there's enough evidence. There's a smoking gun here. Let's take the precautionary principle. Let's do the right thing and get mercury out of all vaccines. Get it out of all medical products.
Yeah, you were right by calling this a total mixed bag.
Is he douchebag now again?
No, it's sort of a neutral one, that one.
Okay, all right.
Okay? Now, the last one may, in fact, redeem them from D-bag to dunderhead to just dunder. All right? Okay. Because they're asking the CDC a pointed question here, and we need to find out where this goes.
We spent 3 years, we had a crack scientific team of the best scientists, research scientists, doctors, and editors in the country who combed all of the scientific literature. We found 500 peer-reviewed studies, virtually every one of them said that thimerosal is a potent neurotoxin that should not be in vaccines. We couldn't find a single valid, plausible scientific study that said that thimerosal was safe. So what we've said to CDC is, show us the study. And they have not been able to show us the study.
Redemption, okay? They've recovered. That is Dr. Oz Show, Dr. Mark Hyman, RFK Jr., and I wanted you to hear that. That was the money shot. That is why it was actually a net positive, despite everything else. Okay, folks? You heard it. The balance is here and there. We'll be right back.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com. If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Says this is not safe to put on your skin, and we banned it in 1998 from all topical products. EPA says, gee, if you spill it in your office and you have a mercury-containing flu vaccine vial and you spill it on the floor, you have to call a hazmat team to clean it up. And it's, you know, but it's okay to inject into pregnant women and children. This is a contradiction that's just very strange. The government agencies are not talking to each other, and the truth is we should not be putting anything in pregnant women and children that has any potential to be toxic.
Finally, some real common sense coming from Dr. Mark Hyman on the Dr. Oz show there. That was the finale of the other clips. Like I said, it's actually a net positive. If I'm just a bit ornery today hearing when these guys are compromised in this way and they don't speak the truth, it just I'm just being human at this moment, which I try to be occasionally on the show, Super Don. You know that. Normally, yeah. It's robot Scott Bell.
You're human, robot. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You
know, I'm only human. All right. Let's see. What else? I'm not a monkey. I'm not a monkey, and I'm not a drunken monkey.
No,
what the heck is going on? You know, the government...
Monkey, that reminds me of, like, martial arts. There's, like, a drunken...
The drunken monkey technique. I think there is something like that. Yeah. I think there was a movie about it, like the drunken master that was...
Jackie Chan.
Yeah. So there's a technique where they do things like the animals. If I could walk like the animals or kung fu like the animals. The feds now are testing... And I've got audio clip coming in here. Hold on, let me pause that. That was a pop-up.
I know he had some steam music.
What's that? I'm going to drop that out. Okay, so I'm on this site where it says wasted. Feds, and this is a double entendre if you've ever seen one. Wasted! Feds spend millions of tax dollars getting monkeys drunk.
Right.
Dude, I know a lot of humans that would have volunteered for this study. They had to get monkeys? Really? And, yeah. You know, in fact, they probably would have paid part of the bar tab to cover, you know, their study medicine, which in this case, of course, was what? Alcohol. Alcohol. There's a whole lot of drinking going on in the name of government, so says the study here, science. And some watchdogs think it's the American taxpayer who is getting hammered. I agree. This is exactly right. Why are we paying to get monkeys drunk? Do we not know what drunkenness does to humans?
We haven't figured it out yet. Alcohol's only been around for what? A few years? 10 years?
I think they wrote about it by biblical and pre-biblical times.
It's been tested for many years.
Yeah, it's not new. It's not new.
Apparently the NIH hasn't quite figured it out yet.
Yeah. Well, there's 50,000 grants totaling $24 billion each year you taxpayers are funding. I hope you feel good about yourself.
Well, $3.2 million of that was spent to get monkeys to drink alcohol excessively.
$3.2 million, not billion.
Yeah. Or did I say billion?
Sorry. But that's a lot of alcohol. In either case, that's a lot.
I want to know is how do you get monkeys to drink excessively?
I don't know. Is there a monkey flavor that they like?
Do they have like a little monkey like strip bar that they go in and they have? Like
do they have like a little monkey umbrella in the drink that makes them?
Or like miniature monkey Super Bowl, and put them all in the stands and give them.
Remember those like monkeys in a barrel you used to get as a kid?
I do. I
think now they're going to fill the barrel with something else. Hide the
kids. Listen, it's not just monkeys though.
No.
It's not just monkeys. They call it the NIH, the government's premier research arm. Mm-hmm. They've actually doled out money recently to do research on binge drinking mice. So you've got mice and monkeys.
There's nothing worse when you're out, on the roads, just trying to get home, and you run into a drunken monkey and a drunken mouse.
With a drunk mouse in the passenger seat, right?
come on. If you're gonna drive. Don't drive with a drunken mouse or a drunken monkey. This is, again, more astonishing information coming from your federal government that now wants to declare war on a virus in Africa and then probably claim that it really was started by Assad in Syria so they can drop bombs there to overthrow that regime. There's a lot that's just kind of wacky. And wacky is a very kind way to say it. I'm just being like laid back and calm tonight, philosophical about this, and going, you guys and gals that are part of this system, what the hell are you doing? I mean, do you really think you can vote these drunken monkeys and mice out of office and replace them with better ones? Because that's what's ruling you. That is what is happening. We got drunken mice and monkeys.
It's the National Institute of Health. They spent $154,000 over to determine if drinking excess amounts of alcohol leads to losing more money while gambling. You need to
know what?
This.
When's the next study on coffee enemas in mice and monkeys? We want to know if that will help them recover, because we know it will help your liver recover from a lot of things, including a hangover. And hydrate. And listen, cannabis is way better than alcohol as far as danger versus safety. But we'll get to that and a whole lot more. Dr. Roger Bitar is up next, and we've got a lot to talk about, including Alzheimer's and dementia. So stick around. Tell your friends what I'm telling you. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.